with all the snow, you'd be hard-pressed to actually realize it. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, November 12, 2019. Three things. Big things for you to know right now. Number three, remember when we told you that snow would be rare? Well, do you remember the Las Vegas 3 inches of snow in a rare February storm, the rare Sacramento snow in May, the super rare late May snow in Arizona, or the incredibly rare September blizzard across the plains this year, all in 2019. Not to mention all that rare snow we got yesterday from Chicago to Cleveland. Number two, on the topic of rare and, you know, perilous global climate change, AOC says we must address climate change by addressing America's white supremacy problem. Check, please. Number one, the perils of impeachment are upon us, and the Republic could pay a steep price for all the partisan gamesmanship going on just about everywhere in politics, including lawsuits to change the rules of the game altogether. You see, the Democrats want to change the rules of the games altogether because they can't win under current circumstances, so they're ready to make some attacks through the courts. Less than a year now before the 2020 presidential election. And Democrat groups filing lawsuits in new and emerging battleground states trying to change election laws that they say affect young and minority voters. Of course, it's always the same thing. We're disenfranchising this person, that person. So what we're going to do is we're going to disenfranchise Republicans as best we can. Seven lawsuits in recent weeks challenging election laws in five states, in Georgia, Texas, and Arizona. Coalitions of Democratic groups challenging state laws that list Republican candidates first in on the ballot. They say research shows that that'll give the Republicans a 2.5-point advantage. I don't believe that's true. Given the history of Republican efforts at voter suppression in Georgia, the results of the some gobbledygook. Anytime they lose, it's voter suppression. Well, you will accept the outcome of the election unless the Republicans win, in which course we will scream and cry and tell them that they stole the election. The governor's race in Georgia last year and a pair of congressional races were decided by about one percentage point. Will Hurd won in Texas by 0.5 percentage point. State Democrat parties have teamed up with the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC, and the DSCC, that's the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, in Texas and North Carolina to challenge new laws related to early voting. In Texas, the Republican-controlled legislature passed a ban on mobile voting stations. Yep, which some counties have used to get to hard-to-reach populations to the polls. But mobile voting stations are much like ballot harvesting, which is created what happened in California. You know, and nobody tells you the truth about Virginia. Judges there, liberal judges, changed the laws and allowed Virginia's Democrats to redraw all the districts which favored the Democrats in the recently concluded 2019 elections. You'd think that somehow there was this big shift in Virginia and Republicans have just vanished in Virginia. No. They changed five congressional districts in the way that voting is done in Virginia and shifted everything to favor Democrats. Do your homework and you can figure that out pretty easy. The largest Democratic super PAC, Priorities USA, challenging a Michigan law that allows election administrators to throw out absentee ballots if the signature on the ballot does not match a signature on file. In Georgia, Priorities USA joining the DCCC and the DSCC and the State Democrat Party to ask judges to require counties to tell voters when their signatures do not match and the ballots are rejected. Republicans, of course, defending the laws that their legislators wrote, say the Democratic lawsuits will make elections less secure. The Michigan lawsuit is yet another example of liberals trying to strip away election security measures for their own benefit, so says Laura Cox. She's the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Been on this program many times. If it were successful, it could open the door to massive voter fraud in our state and call the legitimacy of Michigan absentee ballots into question. I agree. But Democrats say absentee ballot fraud is so rare that it almost never takes place. Not today, it doesn't. That might be true today, so leave the rules alone. What's the problem? Oh, you can't win under current rules like the Electoral College, for example. We must get rid of the Electoral College. It disenfranchises children and people of color. No, it doesn't. In fact, in smaller states, some of those smaller states with large populations of people of color, they would lose their voice altogether if the Electoral College was changed. In Georgia, more than 8,000 absentee ballots were thrown out in 2018 because signatures did not match. About 3% of the overall number of absentee ballots cast in 2018. Democrats in the ACLU have challenged signature matching laws in recent years in Florida, Iowa, and New Hampshire. They say those laws disproportionately affect the elderly, who, by the way, vote overwhelmingly Republican. So the disabled and people who might have suffered a stroke or other medical issues. The flurry of lawsuits filed so far ahead of Election Day is part of a legal strategy meant to avoid last-minute court fights. No, it's not. It's a strategy to change the Democrat laws in favor of, to change laws in favor of Democrats. The new suits challenging district boundary lines in Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, other election laws being challenged in Wisconsin, Missouri, Iowa, and Florida. The challenges not likely to get big headlines. They're meant to help in states where next year's elections are expected to be closely fought. Help. Help who? Help one group. Help just one group of people. That's exactly right. Help just one group of people. Keep an eye on it, my friends. Trust me, the lawsuits. If you can't win and get laws passed in the legislature, you know the way the country is supposed to work. Take it to the courts. See if you can get an activist judge to rule in your favor and basically put their thumb on the scale of an election. That's what the game is. Now, this week, we get more serious about the prospect of Donald Trump becoming only the third president to be impeached while in office. He also stands the real possibility of being the only president ever impeached and reelected based on polling numbers. I mean, you talk to people out there about voting for Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren. Ask people, you know, ask Democrats, ask people that are moderates or middle-of-the-road people or undecided people. What do you think about a $52 trillion plan for the government taking over health care? Ask them what they think. You'll get some pretty straightforward answers. Ask them what they think about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You'll get some pretty straightforward answers. Or Ilhan Omar, you'll get some straightforward answers. And those are the faces of the Democrat Party 2019-2020. Now, if you ask them about Donald Trump, you'll get some straightforward answers as well. A lot of people, let's be honest, they don't like the man. Fair enough. But when it comes down to it, do you want to vote for a guy you don't like? Or would you rather vote for a communist like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren? You can call it socialist, you can call it Marxist, you can call it whatever you want. If it's not communist, it's right on the doorstep. Knock, knock. Who's here? At any rate, 14 after on a Tuesday. Good to have you here for the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. Coming up after the break, we're going to have the professor here, Alan Sachs from the University of Texas Arlington. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.